Morality and lifestyle, the Nexus test. So now we've specifically looked at the Nexus test. And the questions here will ask, do the parents' morality, sexuality, and lifestyle adversely affect the child? Or does the parents' practice of religion adversely affect the child? And that is under the Nexus test. As indicated in the Nexus, a parent must show actual harm before the other parent's sexual or religious behavior is brought into question. And then again here, the court will consider then a parent's sexual orientation relevant to a custody termination only if the parent's sexual orientation is shown to harm the child. Unlike the per se approach, the Nexus approach does not assign dispositive weight to a parent's sexuality in making custody determinations. But however, some commentators have noted that despite this apparent prohibition on relying solely on a parent's sexual orientation, courts may still give more primacy to potential harm to children deriving from stigmatization of homosexuality. So here's an example. For example, in one case, a court declines to remove a 15-year-old child from the home of his mother, who, since her divorce from the father, has married two convicted felons, the most recent of whom was an unemployed drug addict who sometimes physically abused her. Citing the father's sexual orientation and the child's resulting occasional embarrassment as a major factor in his decision. Now, the District of Columbia is the only jurisdiction that uses the Nexus test at this time, which statutorily forbids the use of a parent's sexual orientation as the sole basis for denying child custody or visitation rights. Taking this in the concept of the best interest of the child, again, parents have the right to rear their children according to their religious belief, including choosing religious education and choosing medical and other treatment. However, such activity can and must be restricted when they are against the child's best interest. And furthermore, the exercise of discretionary powers in a custody application that are based solely on the best interest of the child can prevent this imposition of religious view from the non-custodial parent of the child. A case that is cited here was Young versus Young, decided in 1993 case for SCR 3, right, which is decided Young versus Young.